Introducing Optus Loop, a flexible business phone system like no other. Search Optus Loop for more info today.
What we're going to do is talk to the lovely Rose Smith, and you can call Rose now, of course, if you'd like to find out what's happening in your life. She's a psychic and a spiritual advisor, and Rose Smith joins us now from beautiful downtown Queensland. But if you'd like to ask her a question about what the future holds for you, what's going to happen career-wise, romance-wise, 13 12 83 is the number to call right now. 13 12 83. Rose is on the line, and she will be there. Hello, Rose. How are you?
Really well, thanks, Jono. How are you this evening?
Oh, look, I couldn't be better. I'm all the better for talking to you. I've had a very, very lovely Piscean day, and last week I celebrated my birthday of a certain age. And I think these full moons, I don't know, there seems to be lots of good things happening in my life, as far as, you know, just little things, but you kind of wake up in the morning and you go, oh, it's going to be another lovely day.
Yes, well, certainly brings out the emotions, and, you know, the more emotions we can bring out, the less burden we've got to carry.
There's been lots of, you know, there's been like king tides, there's been full moons, there's been, you know, partial eclipses and full eclipses and storms and then droughts and, you know, what it's like heaven is just throwing everything at us, and the spirit world is up there hanging on for dear life, one would think. So it's kind of, everyone has their ups and downs, their good weeks and bad weeks, and it's you know, I guess that's the one thing. Whenever you do have a down day or a not a fabulous week, you suddenly go, well, next week's another week, and you know, the next phase of the moon or the next phase of the sun might bring something more exciting.
Exactly. So whatever we're in, just to remember, it's only for a time. So nothing lasts forever, whether it's, you know, you're feeling down and, you know, you might be sad about something, or you might be angry, or all of the emotions that go with just everyday living.
Yeah.
It's only for a time, and then the next day we wake up and it's a new day and it's a new chance.
Exactly. And like, you know, I've been in a situation, and everyone's been in a situation, where you lose a job, or, you know, the company that you're working for goes broke and everyone loses their job or whatever. And then you kind of go, well, it's bad at the moment. But if you think about other people in the world who are being blown up and bombed and things like that, you think in the big picture, then you're not as bad off as you think. And we're still living in a fantastic country full of, you know, amazing opportunities. So that's the way to think big picture, I guess that's it, isn't it, Rose?
Yes, I've actually been to 40 countries now, and I might be biased, but I do believe Australia is the best place to live.
Yeah.
And I can look at individual countries and say, oh, you know, they've got this, that and the other. But overall, you know, when you look at everything, I think Australia is the best place.
Yeah, exactly. And I was born in the UK and lived in England till I was 7 years old. But my parents did the best thing when they applied for immigration to Australia. And that was why so many Scots and English and Welsh and Irish decided that they wanted a new opportunity, a new world, whether it was New Zealand or Australia. We were very, very lucky. So a lot of people are calling us on 13 12 83. Let's go to the phones. Maureen's in Melbourne, and she wants to ask you a question, Rose, about what is in store for 2018. Hello, Maureen. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. Are you in Melbourne tonight?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I've got Rose Smith on the line for you, and you would like to ask her a question. Go right ahead.
Just what's in store for me for 2018? Like, would I meet anybody, you know?
So, sorry, what's in store, did you say,
for 2018?
2018, yes. Romantically, is she going to meet?
Oh, romantically.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so I got two flashes when I heard your voice, Maureen, and the first one was a door opening up, and you were doing it. So you were actively doing something to approach an opportunity that was coming. Now, then the next thing I saw was like a hat, and it was like a hat you'd wear like out in the sun. And you were hanging up your hat, and it was like you were going into somebody's house and taking your hat off, like you'd actually walked there. And so I think there is a relationship coming, certainly a friendship, put it that way.
Yes.
And I get you stepping out and moving towards it, like being very proactive about it. So I'll say yes. And I get, while I'm talking, I can see the hat is pink. It's a pink straw hat. I don't know if you own a pink straw hat, but certainly with that colour, it certainly means in a very feminine kind of way. So it does feel like it's romantic rather than just a platonic friendship, because there seems to be too much kind of femininity going on there.
Mm, something special, maybe.
What does that mean?
Femininity?
I know what femininity means, but just what do you mean by saying there's too much femininity?
No, not too much. No such thing as too much.
Mm. Oh, sorry.
No, it's like, you know, like a flirtatious playfulness. It's a good thing.
So you'll be fluttering your eyelashes at someone, somebody that you'll maybe meet, or somebody that maybe you already know. You never know.
No, I don't know anybody, but I'm pretty, you know, past 70, so
I wouldn't worry about the age. It's more about the energy of playful, you know, and it's like, you might feel, when it happens, you might feel like a teenage girl again. And I think it's a really good thing. And you know, there's a lot of happiness that goes with it. So
yeah, it could be a little bit of flirtation or a little bit of conversation. It doesn't have to be a sexual thing. It might just be someone that you get on with and a new friend that you might make.
Oh, that'll be nice. And my health, are you able to tell me about my health?
Not getting anything particular about that right at the minute, because I'm still on, when I close my eyes, I've still got the kind of playfulness and joking around and, you know, just, it's like going out to outings, you know, visiting places and going to the beach or going to places you wouldn't normally go. Mm. So I'm not getting anything on your health at the moment. I'm sorry.
So,
no, that's okay. Thank you.
I think you're going to have good health, Maureen. You've got a nice strong voice and you sound like someone who's up for a bit of change and excitement in your life.
Yeah, I've been alone for a long time.
Well, there's a lot
and I love you, Jono, on Channel 10.
Oh, you see me on Studio 10? Well, you can come and visit us in studio. We're going to come to Melbourne again soon and do some shows. So if we come to the Como building in Channel 10, you have to come and be in the audience, all right?
Oh, yes, I'll come to see you.
Maybe I could be the new man in your life. I hope my wife's not listening.
No, just out. Thanks, Rose.
Okay, no problem.
Thanks, Maureen. Lots of love.
Yeah, see you, Jono. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Wow. I think I did well with Maureen then. Maybe I'm the new guy that's on around the corner.
Yeah, it'll be really good. You know, it was a very kind of happy and light kind of feeling, you know.
Yep.
So it was nothing heavy about it. And I could just see this hat being waved around in the breeze all the time.
Mm. Well, that sounds interesting. Now, we've also got Genevieve who's on the line. And good evening to you, Genevieve. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Lovely to speak with you. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Lovely to speak with all of you.
Thank you for calling 13 1283. We've got plenty of people who want to ask Rose Smith a question, and you're in beautiful downtown Hornsby in Sydney. So what would you like to ask Rose, Genevieve?
Well, thank you, Jono. Rose, good evening.
Good evening, Genevieve.
Lovely to speak with you. Work, health and love coming up. Thank you.
Please. Okay. First thing, I think it's around work. When you say that, I get like a revolving door going around and around. I don't know if there's a high staff turnover where you are, but I think there'll be some people leaving that employment where you are at the moment. You could be one of those people, but it's from choice, okay? You might choose to go.
Mm.
I'm seeing like a rope that's unfurling. I really don't know what that means. Oh, okay. Yes, I do. Yes, it means like becoming more free and having more independence in your work. I feel like you're going to go to another company, Genevieve. I think you'll go by choice. I don't think you'll be forced to leave.
What do you do, Genevieve, just out of interest?
Yes, at the moment, based in customer service, contact centre work, and I've got different backgrounds.
Yeah.
And my working life is like a revolving door due to redundancy last year and, you know, just trying to make ends meet and go forwards and looking at all the options. And I do have contract work at the moment. And yes, there are people leaving as we speak. And yes, I am trying to look at a permanent full-time fulfilling job as well with a other professional background that I'm interested in.
It's not the same company, Genevieve, another company. So you're on a path. Now I've got a flash of you, like, in a car, and it's kind of, like, dark at night time, and it's, like, not knowing where you're going, but you are on the road, and you're looking, and you're going to find what you're looking for. So I would keep going on the same path that I'm on, because you're definitely on the right track.
There you go, Jennifer. You'll be an Uber driver before you know it.
There you go. Do you see anything with health and thank you, health and love?
Okay, please. So health, I've got some jewellery, silver jewellery, feeling of feminine. It's very vague, this. I can't make out what it is exactly. I know it's jewellery and I know it's silver. And there's a slight change in your health for the better. They're showing me padlocks, and the padlocks are being unlocked. This is your energy, and I feel like in your body that either the cells or the muscles are kind of locked up, but they are being unlocked. So there must be some kind of a change that you're thinking about or you're going to take soon. It's kind of imminent. That'd be a much better direction because then I see all the padlocks unlocking.
Makes sense. And very finally, anything with love, if I could kindly ask.
Love. And Genevieve, G-E-N-E-V-I-E-V-E-N.
Oh, G-E-N-E-V-I-E-V-E.
Yes, Genevieve and love. Okay, so I get the door on a old relationship that's closed. I get you moving on from that. I get you, what's that? Oh, okay, yeah, okay. They're showing me toilet paper on a roll. And that means, you know, getting rid of all the rubbish from the past. And I feel like you've done a great lot of that already. And I get you moving on. There are doors opening up in the future for opportunities for love.
Might be at the new workplace even, you never know.
They're showing me, they're saying you've got the key. The key's in your hand. So this time it's like the key to success or the key to for you to get what you want is in your own hand. So I feel like you'll be more discerning about a future partner.
All right, Genevieve.
Thank you so much. All the best to all of you. Lots of love.
No worries. That's right. It's the most popular app in the afterlife and in spirit world. It's the one that most spirits listen to. They listen to the Talking Lifestyle app. They love Rose Smith, and they always listen to me, Jono Coleman, on the radio because they know that Rose and I are getting a good vibe, aren't we, Rose?
Oh, absolutely. Nothing like a Wednesday night with Jono.
It's a good vibe with Jono on a Wednesday night and Rose Smith, and we'll take some more calls. Ryan, should we go to Emma? Hello, Emma. How are you?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Very, very good. All the better for talking to you. Now, you want to know whether the stork will come and visit you and that you would like to have children.
I do. My husband and I have been married for nearly 2 years and, yeah, I'm just wondering if...
You can have my two if you want.
Although that would be nice, and I do work with children, I do want my own.
Oh, good idea. It's a lovely thing. So, Rose, what do you think about Emma, E-M-M-A?
Yes. Hello, Emma. How are you?
Good, thanks, Rose. How are you?
Well, thank you. Now, while you're talking, I get you walking down steps and going into, like, a dark cave, and this is actually the cave of your body, your womb. And so there seems to be, I'll say the word disarray, but that's not exactly the right word, but there's some issue that needs to be dealt with, but it doesn't feel like a major thing to me. Yes, I do believe that children are on the horizon, not imminently, but perhaps later this year. It's not a long, long way. While I'm talking to you, I can feel in my own womb, I feel a heaviness, and it does suggest a pregnancy when I get that feeling. And yep. it's like a kind of like a golden, heavy kind of glow. That's, yep. that's the energy around it. So you did mention you've been married 2 years. I presume you've been trying most of that time. Yeah. Yeah, so it is going to happen. It's just some major, not major, some small thing. I don't want you to be worried about it. It could even be something like your diet, or you might need some help, but I don't feel like it's like going to be like IVF or anything like that. Maybe a naturopath or someone yeah. like that might be able to help you, okay. but it is coming.
Awesome.
And great. I'm also feeling like two children around you. I couldn't say, it seems to be like a boy and a girl, but I don't know which one's first.
That's very interesting.
So do you work in childcare, or do you work as a teacher?
I'm in childcare, yeah.
Right. Well, yeah. I'm sure it's going to happen, and, you know, sometimes these things just happen. I know that even when we were trying to make babies, the more yeah. pressure we put on ourselves, yeah. the harder it was.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess that, it's just the waiting game now.
Yeah, so it'd be nice to go on a holiday and just relax. The other thing I'm getting around you strongly, Emma, is cooking and kind of nest making. So you could, you know, if you make your nest in the house and start doing house-type things, creative things, and cooking and kind of nurturing, I think that would actually help.
Okay, I will take that on board and definitely start doing something like that.
Yeah.
Bake a cake.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
A baby cake. Maybe do cupcakes.
Things like that. Kind of start preparing yourself mentally and to know that it's going to happen, and think about things like, oh, I might paint, you know, and make a baby's room, and I would do this, and I would start looking in magazines and kind of preparing yourself mentally for it.
Okay, awesome. That's great. Thank you.
No worries, Emma. Good luck, and let us know how you go.
Definitely. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
See ya. 13 12 83. It's me, Jono Coleman. It's The Good Life. You're welcome aboard to join us with any questions for Rose Smith, psychic and spiritual advisor. And let's go to Melbourne and talk to Faye. Hi, Faye.
Hi, Jono.
How are you tonight?
Hi. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Very, very good. All the better for talking to you. And we spell your name with an F-A-Y-E.
Yes, correct.
And you want to know what's in store round the corner in 2018.
Yes, I do.
Good evening,
hi,
Faye.
Rose.
Yes,
Rose.
I did get the E on your name. I was seeing it in front of me, front of my eyes. I've got a huge, big diamond ring in front of me.
Wow.
And this is something very precious. Now, when I see diamonds in spirit, I know that, you know, at some point you've been through a very, very difficult time, but it's almost like the pressure and the heat that turns coal into diamonds. That's what's going on in your subconscious. But I also feel, as well as that being a spiritual reality for you, I also feel like bling and new jewelry around you that physically you're going to get some kind of symbol of this bling that's going on in your subconscious, if that makes sense.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so you could get a ring this year. Or you could get some new jewelry.
Maybe you'll find some cashed up guy, or you'll find a piece of jewelry in the street. Because it's strange. My wife found a chain, a silver chain, the other day at, where were we? We're at the beach or somewhere, and there was no one around, so we just sort of hung it on the fence, just thinking, well, someone's going to see that silver chain. So maybe, Faye, there's a ring out there with your name on it.
Yes, now the other thing they're showing me is something to do with your teeth on the top jaw, the top teeth in the middle, so the top front teeth. mine are a bit sensitive while I'm talking to you. I don't think you'll need to go to the dentist about it. But teeth usually means like developmental cycles, something from your childhood coming up. And, you know, I feel like you've already dealt with it in the past. There's news, they're showing me the phone, there's news coming to you about your childhood. Or it could be a family member or somebody to do connected with your childhood.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, Faye, it sounds to me like there's lots of potential things about to happen.
It does.
So I think keep an open mind. 2018, it could be a big one. Let us know how you go, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Rose.
Thank you,
Donna.
All right. No worries at all. 13 12 83. 13 12 83. Ryan, where should we go now?
Let's go to the Bondi.
The fickle finger of fate is going to Eric. Hello, Eric. How are you?
Jono and Rose, good evening.
Good evening to you, Eric, in beautiful downtown Bondi Beach. I can hear the sound of the water crashing onto the beach and the wonderful smell of the fish and chips and the seagulls and all that kind of stuff. So, Eric, you would like to know from Rose about what's happening in regard to relationships this year.
Yes, good evening, Eric.
Good evening, Rose.
So, E-R-I-C, I presume?
That is correct.
Yes, okay. So, there is a relationship. I'm getting two things here, Eric. There's still a little bit of connection in spirit with a past relationship, but I get you moving on from that, and that door's closed. But I also get you opening a door. And it's, again, it's you being proactive and you stepping out and going for it. That is a few months away, but not very far, maybe 2 months away. I'm kind of guessing around the time there. It's like you're not sure about it, and there's a little bit of hesitancy, but you're going to do it anyway. So you'll be approaching a lady with dark hair. I can see, like, dark hair. I actually can't even tell if it's a lady or not, to be quite honest. But the hair the hair is long and it's dark, if I could say that.
So do you think this is a new relationship, Eric?
Well, I haven't been in a relationship for probably 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
So,
it could
be a long time.
Yeah, yeah. And have you just been dating or just sort of sticking to yourself or going out with groups of people?
Go out with groups of people. I regularly go dancing.
Yeah.
And but unfortunately, it's a very young crowd and I'm, you know, I'm a mature person, put it that way.
Like me.
But I would like to meet somebody and settle down. And it's at times very difficult to find somebody. So,
yes,
who knows?
Well, that explains, I can see that it is a woman, and you know who she reminds me of? I can't think of the name, but you'll know. In, you know, Get Smart, Maxwell Smart, you know he's off Snyder.
Yes.
99.
Barbara Feldon.
Yes. That's it.
Barbara.
She reminds me of her. She's got long shoulder length, dark brown, almost black hair. And she's tall and she's on the slender side, and she reminds me of her. So I feel like it's someone of that era. You wouldn't say she was young, but you wouldn't say, you know, she's middle aged.
Maybe a ballroom dancer or something, Eric. You never know. Maybe the older style of dancer. But I used to have a terrible crush on number 99. I used to love Get Smart, but I used to have the hots for Barbara Feldon. It's funny you should mention that because I was thinking about Get Smart the other day. So,
okay,
Eric. Good luck at the dancing, and I hope you find this Barbara Feldon lookalike or someone.
Yes. One more thing.
Oh, yes.
With her, the particular characteristic that stands out is her sense of humour.
Mm.
Well, that's very important.
Exactly.
Very, very important.
That you need someone who's got a good sense of humour, so when you're dancing with her, if you tread on her feet or vice versa, you can all have a laugh. All right, thanks very much for your time. No worries. Good luck with it. Give our love to Bondi. And okay, now we've got Rose Smith on the line on 13 12 83. Now this is a very interesting one. This is Shane, and Shane wants to talk about someone who's passed away, and the idea of maybe getting a message or something. So Shane, do you spell it with S H A Y N E?
Also, my mother passed away, and I'm trying to write a book about my syndrome. Yes.
Shane, is your name spelled S-H-A-Y-N-E?
Do you have any messages from Henry at all?
Yeah. Is it the traditional spelling of Shane, or is it
Yes, that's right.
Yep, yep. So S-H-A-Y-N-E. And Shane wants to know if there's any message coming from... what was the name of your mother?
Estelle.
And also
there's Henry that passed away too.
Okay, Estelle, E-S-T-E-L-L-E.
Her original name is Stella, S-T-E-L-L-A, Stella.
Stella.
Oh, Stella.
Mm. Yes, Stella. Mm.
Stella, okay.
And Henry, Henry also passed away.
He was my lover, so I didn't want to find anybody else.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't get either of those at the moment. I don't call myself a medium. I do get mediumship, but I'm getting another message here.
Getting another message, Shane.
Yeah, and I can see it's about finances, basically. So you need to be a bit cautious with your money, Shane. I'm sorry, but that's what I'm seeing. There's a bag and there's like some unexpected, it's full of money and, well, coins, and there's some unexpected expenses coming. So just be careful with your money at the moment because you might get a bill that you haven't anticipated.
All right, Shane.
Can you find a better job?
What's that? You're trying to find a better job?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's where the money comes into it. So maybe if all goes well, you may get a better job that pays you a little bit of extra money, even if
all right, then thanks for your help.
No worries, Shane. Good luck with it all.
Okay, bye.
All right. It's so hard, isn't it, Rose? Because, you know, everybody wants you to say, you know, yes, I'm getting a message from this one.
No, I wouldn't do that.
No, it's very hard to suddenly just be sort of thrown into it, but
I can get it on occasion, but not in this kind of format because I'd have to go into a deeper state of another zone, an altered state of consciousness, and I wouldn't be able to talk properly.
No, exactly. And the thing with Shane is that maybe there's another job opportunity or something, but it's you know, we're doing phone calls around Australia, and I think it's fantastic what you do and the amount of news that you can give people, both good and bad news, but mainly, you know, something that give them a chance to think about what it may actually mean. So, good on you for doing it. So are you ready for another call?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so 13 12 83. Ryan, where do you want to go now? Number one, Diane? Diana, actually. Hello, Diana. Yes. How are you?
I'm very well. I've just come in from ballroom dancing.
Ooh. Ballroom dancing. Maybe you and Eric can get together. Because Eric's at Bondi. You're in Panania, not a million miles apart. He's looking for a lady who's more into the more traditional style of dancing, like ballroom dancing or something. So, Diana, this could be something interesting.
Well, you never know. Wasn't why I rang up.
Okay.
Rose.
Yes.
Good evening, Diana. D-I-A-N-A, one N?
Yep.
Okay, so I've got building around you, building and renovating. So have you been thinking about that lately?
Yes, my house needs a lot.
It's coming. At first I wasn't sure whether you were actually going to build a new house because it seems so much renovating, but then I thought, no, you're staying in the same house and you know, it's more likely to do with extensions. And so I know finances might be an issue, but, yeah, somehow it's going to happen.
Okay.
That's good, isn't it?
Well, that came out of the blue.
Yeah, I can see people with, like, men with... beams of wood and they're hammering them into place. They're putting them into place.
It's tradies. They're
At the moment, I'm surrounded by tradies because they're knocking all the single stories down and putting up duplexes.
Ah.
So that's probably what you're seeing.
Are you watching that every day, Diana? Is that upsetting
you? Yes, I hear it every day.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening in Melbourne and Sydney and all over the places where, you know, you see all these little old houses and then suddenly 2 days later or 3 days later the house is gone and they're starting to build another, you know, 5 or 6 or 10-story building.
Yeah, that's what's happening all around me. Yeah. My little house is still remaining my little house.
Yes. So, Diana, have you thought about selling? Because it might be that it happens, but you're not there.
Well, I'm not here much anyway. I'm ballroom dancing.
You're right.
You might get an offer.
It's time for you to dance into another suburb, maybe.
Yes, down the coast would be nice, so I can swim in the sea.
Beautiful. Mm. That's what I want to do as well.
Don't think this is just around you. I think this is actually your house it's going to happen to. So whether you get an offer and you leave and then they build there, because right at the start it was very hazy about whether it's like building a whole new house or if it was like renovating, because it's substantial work.
Mm.
So I feel like very strongly, and it's not too far. I'd say the end of this year.
All right. I better declutter fast then.
There's money coming to you one way or the other.
Sell the clutter.
Yeah, that might be the best idea. Sell the clutter.
That's what I've got to do. Declutter. I've got 35 years worth of clutter to declutter.
I've got more than that, and I'll tell you what, it's really, really hard.
I know it is, because I start trying to go through things, and then I go, oh, I haven't seen that for 15 years. Or
exactly.
I can't throw that away, because that's one of my dad's books, and it's signed. Yeah. And you know, I know. I'm just putting it to one side, but I've got to do exactly that, Diana.
Well, there's a whole group of us have got to do that.
That's right. We're all in the same boat.
Yeah, we're all probably the same age group or a bit more.
Exactly. Except you're
my quick question was, while I was decluttering, I found my tarot cards, which are old, and then people who always phone me up and tell me stories, every time they started telling me these stories that weren't very nice, I started seeing tarot cards.
Yes.
And I didn't know if I'm going to start raving mad or upstairs has decided they want me to do something.
Oh, look, I would be if I was you. The other thing I was getting while you were talking was you're going to have a very social year, very active, gadding about town. And then when you're talking about the tarot cards, I feel like you'll be going out in groups and doing doing readings.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
That's already happened.
But you can incorporate that with a bit of ballroom dancing and a bit of tarot.
I put on a show.
And zumba and swimming as well. It's a bit much.
Well, then you'll be a millionaireess and you'll be able to leave Panania and go down the coast and be a swimmer of a certain age.
That sounds absolutely wonderful.
All right. Well, let's make it happen for you. Okay, Diana?
Yes.
All
that
right.
Would be lovely. Thank you so much for your time.
Lots of love. Okay,
bye-bye.
I think we've got time for one more call, haven't we, Uncle Ryan? We're going to go to speak to Jeanette or Janet. Is it Janet or Jeanette?
Janet.
How are you, Janet? How are you?
Papa, thank you. How are you?
Very, very good. And you're
have a good show there.
Oh, thank you very much. We try our best. Now, I've got Rose Smith, psychic and spiritual advisor, on the line. And how do we spell your name, Janet?
Janet.
Okay.
Janet. Good evening, Janet.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, I'm up in the night sky and there's like I'm seeing a moon. So there's a little bit of stress around you. I feel like some uncomfortable things are coming up for you to deal with, and some of them you might already know about. There's a bit more coming. So it could be a bit of an emotional time, but it's a clearing out. This could be to do with family, somebody close to you. But look, it's remember, like what we were talking about before, saying it's only for a time, so it's going to pass. So don't get too upset about it. They're showing me a change in the situation. I can see a whole lot of pile of coins in front of me, and they're moving. So it's almost like it clears up, or it gets dealt with very quickly, resolved, and then it's kind of put to the side, and it's not as important as it seems to you now. You know, so change is coming.
Change is coming, Janet.
Thank you, very nice.
No worries. Okay. Have a lovely night, and thank you very much
for
calling us. That's all we've got the time for tonight, but we'll do it all again next week. So if you didn't get through to Rose Smith this week, we'll do it again next Wednesday night. And Rose, as always, thank you very much for your breath of fresh air and your Queensland positivity.
Oh, thank you so much, Jono. If anybody does want a reading, please come to absolutesoulsecrets.com. I've got a whole team of people that I've personally spoken to and handpicked if people are looking for a reading.
So just give us that site again.
Absolutesoulsecrets.com.
Absolute Soul Secrets, all one word?
Yes.
AbsoluteSoulSecrets.com. And Rose Smith will be back next week on the show. Thank you very much, Rose.
Good. Have a pleasant evening, Jono, and I'll talk to you next week.